Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach, who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. The Holistic HA Practitioner Certification is open for enrollment right now, so October 14 through 18, meaning if turning your mess into your message and creating a career or adding recovery coaching to your existing health practice sounds like a path that you want to take, this is going to be the certification for you. It is an accredited course and the only certification specifically for HA coaches and practitioners. In our program, Ashley and I have laid out our entire framework for working with women with hypothalamic amenorrhea. We're teaching you everything from the physiology to the intake process to the guide and recommendation development to how to track progress in recovery and how to make adjustments all throughout your time working with a client. All of that is the key. Those are your most tactical tools that you need, but then we're also teaching you the soft skills that you need to get buy-in from your clients so that they can actually make the meaningful changes that are necessary to recover for life. So signing up early means, you know, within the first 48 hours, which ends at midnight on Tuesday the 15th, by sending your application in early. That means you can get the early bird discounts and bonuses. So there's a discount, there's a bonus. All of it is, all that information is available on the website. So holistichapractitioner.com. And if you have any questions, you and I can email about it. So just go to our website, get our contact details. I'm happy to discuss if the course is right for you. It is definitely competitively priced against other women's health certifications, but I'm telling you, we've put everything into it and it is definitely, definitely up there with one of the best trainings that you guys will ever do that will help you in the future work with any and all women. So that's holistichapractitioner.com. Sign up now. Enrollment is open now and we'll see you guys there. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. It is myself, Dani, Ashley, and Mishi. We're doing an update from our very popular original episode, Bleed Strategies. Welcome to Bleed Strategies. Hello, ladies.
I love this.
I'm ready to feel exposed.
Yeah. So the original one, if you haven't heard it, is episode 176, our Bleed Strategies. And in that one, we were kind of talking about, because it is a common question once someone gets their period back after a long time, especially after a long time, you're like, I know that things have changed.
It's like dating. Like, it's like, you know what you're like dating in like your mid 30s or 40s. You're like, I know there are different things. I can only imagine.
Exactly. And you're just like, okay, how do I get back? Like, we're not using tampons anymore. Like, they're canceled. And just more and more keeps coming out anyway about the fact that tampons are not all of that great for you. And we talk about that in the last episode and like the woes of organic tampons not being particularly absorbent and all that kind of stuff. So there are other options out there for menstrual care. And we're going to talk about our current, like our updated, what we're doing now with that. So, I mean, Ashley, I know that you are using the cup. You've been using the Flex Cup for a while. And let's like, tell us a little bit about the challenges with cups and cup shopping in general, and thus why you like the Flex Cup.
Yeah. So I have this thought that, you know how like the disc, they're like, it's the self-dumping disc. And I'm like, no, you guys have a problem with your product and you just tried to sell me on a feature that's not real. Like it, as in like they call it like a self-dumping. And I'm like, okay, well, is it going to self-dump when I'm sitting in my chair? Like, how does this silicone cup know that I'm sitting over a toilet and now it's safe to self-dump? You know what I mean? So I had tried the disc and I was just like, if I wanted to still have blood in my favorite pair of shorts that are now transitioning to my favorite pair of pants because it's going to be fall soon, eventually, here in Texas, I would just free bleed like Mishi, but that's not what I wanted to be doing. Anyway, so I'm still on the Flex Cup. I love the Flex Cup. I actually, not this past weekend, but the weekend before, I was like, you know, let me just take my cup just in case I start my period because I never really have any signs and symptoms and I'm not temping right now. And so my period would just like, feels like it randomly comes out of nowhere. And sure enough, that's what happened this weekend. And I literally, it was so nice just to bring one thing for my period. One thing. I didn't have to pack tampons. I didn't have to pack pads. I didn't have to pack any underwear. Like one thing. And it lasted me my entire period. And there was no keeping up with it. So that is like my favorite part. I didn't realize that it was such an inconvenience before because you kind of just deal with it. You're like, it's life. It's fine. Like, I'm just going to bring all these tampons. But it was like one thing. The only issue with any cup or any menstrual cup is like, yeah, like, and I guess this is just his preference. Like, you can dump your cup in the toilet, but then it's like you're having to reinsert the cup. And there's potential like blood, right? And you're just like, well, tissue, depending on the quality of tissue, it'd be like all sticky. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the tissue be sticking to your hands. So I actually like to dump my cup. I don't know if this is savage, but whatever. If like I'm sitting in a toilet and then there's that sink right next to it, I just like to rinse my cup right there. Just like rinse it out. Let's put a fresh, clean cup up my crotch. You know what I mean? Like, but when people be having that super luxurious long counter cups, I'm like, y'all really testing my patience right now. So, I mean,
that's like, people like want to rinse it off. And you have to expect, especially if you're in public restrooms, people are using and abusing those things. They're not the cleanest thing.
Yeah, I'm like touching it like with my elbow. Like my poor daughter, she's like, what are we like? She's like, why? Like, she's just confused about my whole bathroom shenanigans. She's like, why are we not touching like the doorknob? Why are we not touching this? I'm like, baby girl, these places.
I just accept it. And I just like sit on the toilet seat. I'm like, whatever.
You're so savage. I never sit on the toilet seat. I'm a professional squatter. Like, I will squat for life.
I just don't have the time for it.
No way, man. No way. Anyways, so I'm still team Flex Cup through and through. And this past trip even sold it on me. Like, I have no problems. It doesn't leak. You know what I mean? Like, I just have no problems with it. And the simple fact that I haven't bought tampons for like 6 months now, I'm like 100% winning. Can't tell me otherwise.
Yeah, you've saved money at this point. Because the Flex Cup's like, what, 30 bucks?
Yeah, yeah. It's like 30 bucks. And I like this one because it has that pull tab where you can stick your finger through. Because if I was trying to rely on not losing this cup in the toilet by pinching this little knob at the top, that's good luck, Chuck.
So that's actually like the main issue that is up like with cups is people are like, it looks like I'm putting a big suction cup in me. And like, how do I get that out? Mm-hmm. And it's true. So we have tested a few of them at this point and they do like kind of get lost up there. And so if you don't have a cup that has some kind of mechanism that's easy to grab onto it and keep a hold of it in the process, like you're saying, it can be hard. So like they come with these seals to break the suction. Well, and you're supposed to get up there and pinch them. So like you need to get two fingers inside of yourself for most of these ones, get it up to the base of the cup and pinch. And like you, there's silicone. So you kind of slide off it too, because they're like moist in there. And so it's hard to get like a grip to really pinch at it. And it's full of liquid. So it's hard to break the seal and it's freaky. But the Flex Cup, I believe, has like a, you pull the tab in it or something, where you do push the tab up and it breaks the suction and then you pull it out or something.
Yeah.
That's what it advertised.
Yeah. So they were really smart. So like, instead of just attaching it to the base and it being an extension of the cup, it actually threads through. So then like whenever you pull it, it pulls the side in to break the seal, and then it comes out. And then because the finger tab, like you can actually fit your finger through it, it's not like being launched anywhere or trying to
spill your will line. Spill blood everywhere when you take it out, which is not the point.
Yeah. Yeah. But outside of that, I mean, at the end of the day, Mishi's about to share how she free bleeds. So I just feel like any free bleeder over
here. Well, I've also been free bleeding too, so like we can chit chat.
Oh, well, please. And like, so Megan and I, Megan's one of our long-term OGs. I have a heavy first day. I don't know how you're free bleeding on your first day. And I know that the listeners want to know, unless y'all have just super light periods, because the amount that comes out of my cup could not possibly be a free bleed situation.
Mishi, you go first.
I just like pray and hope that like the first day of my bleed, because my bleed is pretty heavy the first day or the second day. Anyways, I just hope I just don't have anything scheduled that day that forces me to leave the house. Cause I'm like, I just want to get this majority of it all out of me in one go, free bleeding. So I just honestly, I have these shorts from Aritzia. They're super thick. They're like biker shorts. I have four or five pairs. They're not even like actual like period underwear. And I just rock those all day. I've gotten so comfortable. My family came to visit before we left for vacation, and it literally just slipped my mind that I was on my period. And we went out to dinner, not dinner, but lunch. And I was like, I didn't realize it until like later that day. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what type of chairs were we sitting in? Was it a leather chair? Was it like a wooden chair? Was it a like, cause I don't know if I left anything as, cause like I had been just like bleeding all day in my shorts. So even if I didn't bleed at that moment when I was sitting down, whatever I had done during the day was there.
You were waltzing around in soaked shorts.
That's the other really bad thing, is like walking around in soaked period blood shorts and just like not even caring. And I'm like, I think that was a moment for me to like check myself. Like maybe
Nuggie, this is why we don't touch anything.
And I was like, maybe I've gone a little too far, but like the fact that I just like left the house and didn't even think twice about it. But
okay, I have a question. So then like, what's the difference between free bleeding in your shorts and just using a pad? Like, how does that like not
pads are a lot more effective, but they're more uncomfortable. That's my assumption here. But like, you probably could just use a pad, Mishi, and you'd be like, you know, this is similar.
Yeah, you could free bleed on one of those like reusable washable pads. I just don't understand why you have to be like butt stamping everything in society with your free bleeding shorts. No judgment. I am just really bewildered.
You know what's funny? Also the other day when I was on my period and free bleeding, obviously. Like, you know how like when you're sitting and sometimes you like sit on your foot, like you just bring your foot up or whatever. Stop. And I normally don't wear socks, but that particular day I was wearing socks and I was like, what the hell is all over my sock?
I had that happen too. Yeah, you can't cross your legs.
Yeah.
And like have your heel touching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had that happen last
week. That's how soaked y'all's shorts are. Look here. I love you all and I'm all for period health, but if you free bleed on my couch, I'm gonna slap you with your free bleeding shorts on your face.
Ashley, can you please stop oppressing us with your oppression? Yeah. Far out. I thought you were a woman of the women, and yeah. I'm feeling attacked.
Look here. Y'all just told me that your socks have become stained and picked up your free bleeding.
Listen, it is a learning curve. You do things and then you learn like, oh shoot, I cannot cross my legs when I'm free bleeding.
Or you learn you need to wear black socks when you're on your period.
Oh my gosh, that is not the solution.
That's the solution. Listen.
Well, to your question of like, well, why don't you just wear a pad? So that's where I got, where I was like, I just can't, like, I'm not loving this right now. Like, because we had done a bunch of, just so everyone knows, like research and experimentation for a little bit there to be like, what's the perfect cup? And I tried multiple different cups and I just got to my next period and I was like, I just need a break from inserting things into myself. Like, and just all of the things that came with it. I just was like not about, I just didn't want it to be left alone. And so I decided to free bleed, and it was a rough month where I wore all of my black shorts and like my thickest underwear and just like Yumishi, like, okay, it's on my sock. Like, yes. So that would happen. So then I decided, okay, I think obviously where we've come to is that period underwear might be for me. And I don't know if you'll remember, but in the last bleed strategies episode, I did talk about it, but said one of the downsides was if you wear it and you're out and about, like it kind of just creates like a humid, moist environment that, so like free bleeding actually without these types of things still allows for like aeration.
Yeah.
But the period underwear that I was wearing was not. And I actually, like, ages ago when I wore it, I got like itchy. And it just, I was like, I don't think it likes like the moisture. But then I decided to look and see like how's technology developed. And I'm seeing that some of these brands are like, no, this is super absorbent and it does dry like throughout the day, and just like try it. So I did. It feels just like normal underwear, just like thick, supportive normal underwear, which is what you want. And it was totally absorbent. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to buy 4 pairs to get me through my entire period every month. And I really like it. So I bought the Salt one, SAALT. We'll put a link in the description. They have options too. Like, they don't just have like one period underwear. They have all different cuts and heaviness of bleed. So I'm assuming if you do have a heavy flow, they have like a thicker lining. And so you mark, like, you filter by what you're looking for, what type of cut and how heavy your bleed is. So far, I really like it. And I'm happy that I just went ahead and got myself a pair, 4 pairs. So I have one for every day. And call it good.
Hey, are you trying to recover and maybe even fall pregnant naturally? I thought that might be you. And if so, we have created our best ever yet resource for you. Totally free. This is a masterclass. I've called it my masterclass because I have put everything into this, right? This masterclass is designed for you if you have HA or have had HA and are dealing with suboptimal cycles, and you're serious about restoring those babies to full optimization, and you want to create the ideal foundation for a pregnancy. This is going to be for you. So in this masterclass, I'm going to provide you a lot of things, including a lot of case studies, mine, Ashley's and Mishi's, as well as lots of our past clients and what their challenges were and what they had to do to overcome it. And we cover a really wide variety of types of cases of HA. So everything from primary amenorrhea and missing periods for years and years to
short-term amenorrhea and what we did to handle that situation as well, and how long it took these people to go from HA to pregnant with this system, and how long it took them to go from HA to ovulating, of course, with this system. So lots of information, lots of case studies, lots of stats. We go through why this is not a weight gain plan and how we actually divide you into phases, the three phases of HA, and determine what your starting point is so that you have a good idea of where you need to start with your actual changes in lifestyle and nutrition changes. We even cover questions like HA and people with a normal BMI and recovery for people who have had HA for too long. There's so much in this 60-minute masterclass. Y'all, I'm impressed. And at the end, I'll also be running you through how to get a free HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis through us, which is a part of our process for recovery and preconception clients that we're happily going to give you for free $99 as a massive thank you, of course, for joining the masterclass. So go to thehasociety.com/masterclass or head to our website and you'll find a link for it and find when the next available presentation is going to be. That's thehasociety.com/masterclass.
What about like if you're playing pickleball?
I just think I just have to do laundry. I just didn't want to fork out more. Like they're like $30, you know? So then they have different prices and things, but I didn't want to fork out too much to get extra pairs, but I will just play in them. I think that they'll be fine. But I would probably need to change them. I can't wear them all day. So I probably need like 8 pairs. But if it's a day that I'm not exercising or something, I could wear the same pair all day. But then also when I'm at home, I might, on the last day of my period, I probably can get away with regular underwear. So I feel like having 4 pairs is enough to get me through and protect my furniture and everyone else's furniture.
And socks.
And socks, exactly. Yeah. Zach was like, is your foot bleeding?
I wanted to tell Gabe it looks so like bad.
You pulled your Achilles and you are bleeding out.
I literally wanted to tell Dave so bad. Like, look at this. Look what I did today. Because he's like, you are so disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mishi, what is your resistance to the period underwear? Because I could, so you're like, I am looking at them right now and I'm like, okay, I could kind of see this. Cause you know, to validate experiences towards like the end, I'm like, I really just don't want to wear anything. There is totally this place where you're just like, I just don't want anything. 100%. But I would say like this last time, like I totally even forgot that I had it in there. I was like, oh, well, damn. You know what I mean? Not that I'm very aware of it before, but I guess my resistance is that I don't even wear underwear, not even on my period. So to be trapped again would feel.
Oh, yeah. See, I just am not, whereas I can go between either. I can even not wear underwear and I can love the feeling of just a nice hug around the crotch.
I think that's why I don't like underwear. I don't like the hug. And so I think that's one of the.
I like the hug.
We have a couple pairs of period underwear, but they're not great. I like bought them at Walmart when I first got my period, like 3 years ago. So there've been updated versions of it, but also like yeah, I just don't like to wear underwear. And the other barrier is they're a little bit pricey. And I like my shorts. They're called butter shorts, the butter line, and they feel like butter. They're breathable. And I think with underwear, it's just like, I don't really like that hug because then it starts making me feel really conscious about my body. So I just.
Yeah, because it's like digging in a little bit. So yeah, the ones I got, they don't have like, because I can already imagine the ones you got from Walmart, because they're probably like the ones that I got from Target that were like, they have this like really thick and obvious like mesh around the crotch area. And then the elastic is super tight around the hips and the legs. These ones do not I mean, they're snug, like they hug you, but it's really gentle. The elastic is like half an inch thick, so it's not like this skinny, super tight one. And it almost is more like the seamless underwear type.
Yeah, when I wore underwear, that was my go-to, seamless.
Yeah, you want seamless because you want to.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get down with the seamless. I'm looking at this one pair. I feel like I could get down, but
yeah, they have options. So people, like, they've been listening to the feedback, right? Where people are like, this is a cloth diaper, and I want to just, you know, I guess my logic is like, look, you have, you know, take it or leave it. Like, you can bleed all over your house, or, you know, you can wear like a slightly less invasive, or you can totally put a cup up your vagina. So like, there's like three levels of intervention,
which is interesting. I guess I would have expected them to have a way better cup, but they don't. Like, they have just one of those pool tab ones. I'm just like, not.
Yeah, they have a super, I know, I think their whole thing is what it's made of. Is that their silicone is stuff is, I don't know. I have a hard time with their branding because it's like, what are you trying to say?
Salt what?
And why, yeah, is like, it? And why their is whole it thing safe? Is live your element. And it's like, what does that mean? I know that like salt, I think, is like an element and that they're going, but like, is it what's special about your cup that's different to it? Because it looks the same as all the others.
So
and I have it.
So I think they're really known for their disc. I don't, you know what I mean? I think that they just have a cup just because.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like they're like forward-facing disc people.
Well, I think none of us can get behind the disc. I think that the disc is too far up there.
Well, plus, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's so far up there. I'm like, what is this, like level 5 of my vagina? Like, what are you talking about?
I think
my baby has come out of there. Like, if there's
because it says like you can have mess free, like period mess free sex with a cup,
yeah.
Which is like, okay, it's up there.
But I'm just like, I would like to hear from the dudes whether they're like, yeah, you can't feel. There's no way. I'm looking at the diagram right now. There's no way.
Well, I showed the box to my significant other and was like, hey, look, like mess free. And he was like, absolutely not.
That's what I'm saying. Guys are not like, they're like, there's only one party and it's me, not like 12 other gadgets up there. But hey, to everybody else, to like each.
But if it like gets pushed further up.
Here, give me share. Oh, here. Can you give me share screen? I don't think it can go up.
Yeah, yet. I'm pretty sure, Mishi. I've heard from gynecologists that I don't know, how do I do share? That there you go, actually. One of the most frequent visits they deal with is getting things out of people's vagina.
See, it's possible. You shove it up there far enough.
Well,
get that out?
So I think you have to shove your whole hand, because when you have a baby, you know that a whole body can actually come out of there.
Yeah.
The whole hand up there and then hit this little lip right there. And I'm like.
Yeah. Which, listen, is what I feel like I've had to do that with a cup anyway, just to get a good grip on it.
Well, I think with like the little pull tab. Yeah.
The pull tab helps you a little bit get it down.
Yeah.
That thing, like, you need to. The disc, you need to fit your finger into that little, and like, how are you getting that out without spilling it?
I don't know. Like, these are things I'm like, I don't know. Hence why
I know that a podcast is not generally a visual medium, but just trust what we're saying.
I mean,
that we're seeing things that don't make a lot of sense.
Well,
but I like the underwear. Mish, you said, do you have any other free bleed strategies for surviving if you're not going to do anything at all?
I just carry I don't carry a towel around with me. Like, if I'm in my house, like, so my computer chair in the office, like, there's a blanket there. In the living room, we have a blanket. And so we have a white couch. And so I just like, anytime I'm like free bleeding, I make sure I have that blanket. The blanket is like a dog blanket that if in case they pee. So it has like that, I don't know, that, what is it called? That protection, so, like leak proof or whatever. So, and then anytime like I sit on that blanket, my husband's like, gross.
Yeah. Like, so you just have special blood blankets all throughout the house.
Exactly.
So then like you're like, I'm just like not leaving the house.
Yeah.
Okay, so how's this for a brand? How's this for a new company brand idea that Mishi can own? Is blood blankets. So like basically like things that are designed for you to have around the house to help you free bleed. And then Etsy, also
I love this idea. It could be like an Etsy shop.
Yeah, and it's just like a really washable blanket kind of thing. And then you blood can socks. Also do pants, like you're saying you like your buttered leggings or whatever. Basically, you just need period leggings because you don't want to wear underwear. So
yeah,
you need pants.
I might need to invest in a sewing machine, and then I'll start making my own little Etsy shop of bleed blankets.
I like the blanket.
Why can't you put a small bleed blanket in those butter shorts?
Ew.
And call it a pad.
Okay, that's, and then like we found the gross button of Mishi there.
I don't like the bulkiness of pads. Like, sure. I just don't like a lot. I don't know. The thought of a pad sounds like uncomfortable, and the thought of underwear sounds uncomfortable. It sounds so restrictive to me. So I just want to be free. And my butter shorts feel so free. And I do leave the house. Like, because I'll walk Yoda around, I'll go to the dog park, and sometimes they're like sniffing me and like, go away.
Oh, yeah. That is one thing with the period underwear and free bleeding is like you smell the menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find it particularly offensive, but like, you know, it's there.
Yeah, I know it's there, and I don't find it offensive, but I feel like if you're outside, like it's just.
If you smelled someone else's menstruation on them.
I'm going to gag.
Okay, that's like if somebody was wearing like the same period underwear or shorts all week long and never changed it. Like, I think if you're changing and you're outside. Okay,
how many butter shorts do you have? Because now I need to.
I have like 5 or 6 pairs because they're like the best thing on the planet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So black socks, blood blankets throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
Really thick black shorts.
Yeah, really thick black shorts.
It's like it's so humid in Florida that there's no way the aroma is not arising from that crop.
Yeah, the aroma is real.
I mean, listen, like, you know, you like can't smell your own whatever. So maybe people are smelling me and I'm just like the smelly kid and I don't know it.
Like someone is bleeding.
Someone has lost a ton of
that is one thing with it. Like, unless you've been literally soaking in it for days, it's more something you just get a waft of when you're like, I don't know, like just only, I'm pretty sure only you can smell it. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just you.
Because you're so aware of it, right? And I am conscious of like, can I smell it? So yeah, maybe it's a placebo and it's really not smelly at all. But listen, it's not really that hard to free bleed and do it effectively. Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, I'm loving this as a good episode for free bleed. And I think we thought we were going to talk about like what else we're loving, like the eye proven thermometer, and we are loving the thermometer. But that might be another episode of like what femtech stuff are we loving?
Yeah,
that's true.
Do we want to do that one for next week?
I think so. I mean,
you also only just got the thermometer.
Yeah. I only just got it. But I will say it was already a win. Because in the middle of the night, Nugs woke up and I went to go like lay down with her, and then I fell asleep. And then I was like, well, I don't have my thermometer anywhere near me. And yeah. Long story
that's
short,
why I like the temperature.
Yeah.
That's
and
yeah.
So, like, I literally that's just I like had it. To have my phone near me and it Bluetoothed it. Like, I didn't even have to open eyeballs very much. I liked it. And P.S. I mean, like, I can talk about it more than, you know what I mean? Like, the actual, but it doesn't count steps. It doesn't track your heart rate. It doesn't do any of that, which it was so interesting because even me being me who like wasn't going to do anything with that information, but I found myself being like, oh, well, how about this? And how about this? And it didn't have the options. I was like, oh, this is so perfect. This is so perfect because you like you don't have an opportunity to get obsessed about anything or like scratch that itch with numbers and data. So currently,
yes, day
one, I like it. You just have to be near your phone. That's all.
Okay,
which everybody is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I like it. Let's do it, and then this way we're giving some people some ideas for the holiday season because when this episode is coming out right now, as we speak. It will be early October, which is like, so get on top of it, guys. Go buy your best friend some period underwear.
Yeah.
Or yourself or tell your boyfriend or your husband. Yeah, any of these things, they could be a great idea. And then maybe next week we'll talk about what we're using for managing our fertility at the moment. Because some of us are doing the manual temping method. Some of us are using devices. And historically, like, we've been very opinionated about like options and stuff. So I think that would be a good episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to know Mishi's because I don't know if she's ever told us. I wouldn't be surprised.
I think she temps with a thermometer.
I do both. Temp drop and thermometer.
Oh, I knew you used to do temp drop. I'm not sure if you're still doing it. Okay.
Yeah, I do. But I don't like manual temp every day. Actually, don't do it too often anymore.
I like to check on things, you know, just to see how things are different. But I guess
exactly. But I've kind of gotten like now the difference of temp drop and manual temping. What's personal to me of what that difference is. So anytime I see my temp drop temperature, I always like add the difference of what it should be. And if it ever gets like too low, I like double check with my thermometer.
Yeah. Okay, that'll be a good one. We'll chat next week.
Yeah.
Great. I'll add it to your calendar.
Yeah.
Put awesome. It on. All right, guys. Everyone have a good day.
Oh, Mishi, based on your last free bleed session, will you be free bleeding either this weekend for our retreat or for Zion? If so, I'm going to be like, what are you doing with your life? How's this going?
I actually thought I did that last night. I was counting. I didn't think about Zion though. I thought about like this weekend because I'm on day 8 of my luteal phase and I'm like typically around 11, 12 day luteal phase. So like 8, 9, 10, 11. Yeah. So actually on that Monday, right? The 9th, certainly be on my period.
Ugh. Dude, don't you have all white?
Yeah, but. I'm just gonna okay in this scenario what I would
yes do, what happens
I'm just gonna have to suck it up and use a tampon. It's not my favorite option, but it is what it is. So in Zion, that's a really good question.
No, I don't think you will because Zion is kind of like the next weekend after.
Oh, perfect. Oh my gosh, thank goodness. Like, that would be too long for me to like be relying on tampons. My comfortability with that. But I guess in a hypothetical situation on the hikes, I'll probably just
repeat it out. So if the deer are following you, we know.
or mountain lions.
Oh my gosh, Mishi, you're gonna be like a liability on retreats of getting us eaten or killed by wildlife.
We're just gonna have to go to places where those things don't exist.
Dude, I feel like they're just gonna sense you out first, but like, no, she's the one that's bleeding. It's her.
I'll pay tribute. I'll sacrifice myself for you guys. Don't worry.
Thanks.
I also feel like I can talk to animals, so I could just be like, assess the situation.
I think I might be on my period at Zion.
What do you
think? We'll see.
Okay, well, we'll have to get an update on your period underwear. I mean, I thought it looked great.
Yeah, but you also like the...
No, it should be done. It should be done by then. It should be done. Don't worry about it. Great.
Have you guys ever seen those memes where it's like gaslighting your period?
Yes.
Like, Yeah. Absolutely. You're like, you know what? I'm sure it's done.
Yeah.
And then you bleed and it's like, this is so much.
I know. That's what I was just thinking when you're like, I should be done by then. And then it's going to come with this.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay. Well, keep us updated on your white outfit.
Can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be great. Well, it was like, remember when we had that call with Samantha Dawn, like the styling thing? And she was like, put on these clothes right now. At the time, I was like free bleeding, and I didn't want to say that on a call of other people who are not in our space. And
she sent me this text. She goes, I need to get out of these white pants immediately. I am free bleeding. I'm like, watching.
Why would I don't even want to ask why you would be already wearing white pants.
Well, because she was like,
she told you to put them on.
Yeah, she was like, let me look at your closet and what's an outfit or a pair, whatever, that you feel like you can't style or you're uncomfortable. And I was like, these pants, like, I just don't know what to put with them. And then she was like, put them on right now. I was like, It was hilarious. And I was like literally sweating bullets because I was like, these are really great pants. And if I stain them, I'm going to be really upset.
And I'm watching the whole time being like, what's going to happen next?
Oh my God, you guys. All right. All right. I got ahead, but we'll talk soon. And I hope everyone has a good day.
All right, bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm, and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping. But once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place, and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So Temp Drop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons, like HA recovery, making sure your cycle's not slipping back in the HA direction, Temp Drop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the Temp Drop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety, I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHA Society at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.